India Bulls Housing Finance Limited has sold yet another piece of stake in the parent of British lender Oak North Bank Limited for about 630 crore, $85 million. The Mumbai-based company has sold around 4.7% stake of Oak North Holding Limited to London-based Temf Limited, a fund managed by the UK and SQO's Toscor Fund Asset Management LLP. Toscor Fund, with about $4 billion of assets under management, was founded in 2000 and has a network of global institutional investors, private family offices, and investment intermediaries spanning the globe. India Bulls Housing plans to retain the remaining stake of around 8%, according to a person aware of the development. Earlier this month, the non-banking financial company, NBFC, had made a multifold gain by selling around 3% stake in the British lender and SQO's parent to US-based High Sage Ventures LLC. And with the latest stake sale, the company has raised a total of 1,832 crore as fresh equity in the month of September 2020, 683 crore rupees through KIP, qualified institutional placement, and 1,149 crore through sale of stake in the British lender and SQO's parent, adding to the regulatory equity capital, and RQO, India Bulls Housing said in a statement. As of March 31, it had a 15.71% stake in Oak North Holding, according to its annual report for 2019-20. It had invested 663 crore in November 2015 for a 39.8% stake after failing to get a banking license in India. Also, India Bulls Housing and SQO's promoter Samir Glout had bought up to 10% for 166 crore. The twin deals valued the parent at around $250 million at the time. India Bulls Housing and SQO's stake fell in October 2017 when the parent raised fresh capital from new investors at a valuation of $1.2 billion. The following month, India Bulls divested a 10% stake for $118 million, about 770 crore. The Indian company and SQO's stake fell again when SoftBank Group Corp invested $440 million at a valuation of $2.8 billion in 2019. In September that year, India Bulls Housing sold another portion of its stake in Oak North Holding for 82 crore, taking the total fundraise through the stake sale at 522 rupees crore. And NBSP. It didn't and SQO's name the buyer, saying only that it was an existing sovereign shareholder of the bank. Oak North counts Singapore Sovereign Wealth Fund JIC as a shareholder. In 2020-21 so far, the homegrown NBFC has issued bonds of 2,780 crore and has raised 1,832 crore in fresh equity. The sale proceeds will be accretive to the regulatory net worth and the capital adequacy ratio, the NBFC said. Further, the company said it has launched a buyback of all its bonds maturing in next 12 months.